Jeremy Seifert did not start dumpster diving to make a film. A few years ago, friends turned him on to it. One morning, they surprised him with bags of food pulled from a dumpster.
And so my entire kitchen floor was covered in meat and salads, and I was filled with delight and wonder and just said, where do we begin?
Seifert says he would dumpster dive for kicks, but that changed. Seifert is a filmmaker by trade, and after a while he got a filming assignment at a refugee camp in Uganda. The kids in the camp had hardly any food at all.
They were truly hungry and suffering from hunger. And I came back home and, you know, two nights later, I'm on my way to a dumpster pulling out a carload of food that had been thrown away. And that experience filled me with such outrage that I felt I needed to do something. And my expression was to make a film.
Seifert's film picks up after his dumpster diving takes this kind of political turn. It's not for kicks anymore. Instead, he wants to show how our food waste problem is so bad that he and his family can practically live off the food that's coming out of grocery store dumpsters. He gets advice from experienced divers.
Rule number one,
never take more than you need unless you find it a good home.
But Seifert runs into trouble with this rule. He cannot let food go.
I'm tired of it. There's too much. And we only took this much because we didn't want it to go to waste, but it's like almost 2 a.m, and I don't have anywhere to put it, really. I had to save as much of it as I could. In just over a week of nightly diving, we had a year's supply of meat.
Guilt is not his only problem. His wife, Jen, explains a practical one.
The dumpster stuff is really great, but because there's such a large quantity of it, it can turn into a lot of work. So there's like, I don't know, 12 packages of strawberries in there that now I need to wash and freeze and cut. And it's not that big of a deal, but it's just a lot of more work than just going to the grocery store and picking up exactly the amount that you need.
Seifert says the biggest problem with dumpster diving is that it changed how he felt about food. One afternoon, he talked to his young son about this, and he kept the camera rolling.
I don't know if dumpster diving and eating food from the dumpster has made me value food more or value food less, because it's easier now to throw food away because we have so much of it. And so part of me, I think that I'm valuing the food even less.
You can't waste food,
Dad. I know. I don't want to waste food. Do you want to waste food? I don't want to waste food either.
Seifert tells me that this scene at the table haunts him because maybe he was setting a bad example for his son.
So it was kind of a crisis moment in my food waste dumpster diving adventures. And by the time the film was finished, I was so tired of food and thinking about food.
Well, Seifert has had to keep thinking about food. After all, his film is at festivals and he helps activists get grocery stores to donate to food banks. But things have changed at Seifert's house. He doesn't dumpster dive so much anymore. Instead, he started a garden. That way, his boy can really value what makes it to the dinner table. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.